A new study of Australia's National Assessment Program for Literacy and Numeracy, NAPLAN, has sparked fresh calls for a review of the testing system. A survey of thousands of teachers found many of them spend a lot of time teaching to the test, at the expense of other areas of the school curriculum. The federal government has questioned the legitimacy of the survey. With more, here's Rachel Carbonell.
The survey was commissioned by the University of Western Sydney's Whitlam Institute. More than 8,000 teachers responded to an electronic survey distributed through two unions. Lead researcher Nikki Dulfer from Melbourne University says more than 70% of teachers said they taught to the test, and more than 40% were doing practice tests with students up to 5 months prior to NAPLAN tests.
So maths and English are being given more timetable time. The teachers are expected to do teaching to the test, and what that means is that students are actually having a reduction in the amount of time that they do other things.
Nikki Dulfer says principals reported NAPLAN test results to be more useful, but many teachers said the results were of limited use.
A number of teachers responded that it was too late in the year by the time the NAPLAN results came through to help their students. So the testing is done in May, the results come in September. It's not therefore a diagnostic tool to help you actually diagnose what a student can or can't do, because in the 5 months that's come in between, that student may have moved on or may not have, and they're about to go to another teacher.
The survey revealed about 70% of teachers thought NAPLAN was to rank schools and police schools' performances, and 90% of teachers said at least some of their students were stressed by the tests.
A heck of a lot of teachers had some students in their classroom who were feeling stressed. Now, not everyone feels stressed by NAPLAN. It's really important that there are some students who are coping very, you know, don't find it the least bit stressful, but there certainly are a long tail of students who are finding it very stressful. They were sleepless, some people, and crying in the test.
Nikki Dulfer says it's time for a debate and a review of the NAPLAN testing system.
I have concerns that there are so many students who are affected by it in a negative way. I don't think that was the intended consequence, but it certainly has shown through as having a very poor impact on a number of students and schools.
The federal government has questioned the study's fairness and accuracy, saying it was a survey of union members and the opt-in nature of the survey meant responses were more likely from people with strong views on NAPLAN, and many of the questions appeared designed to elicit negative responses. The federal school education minister, Peter Garrett.
I am not persuaded by this study. I don't think that it's adding significantly to either our understanding about how NAPLAN is tested, nor about NAPLAN itself. What I do know is that when I go to schools, when I speak to teachers, and particularly when I speak to principals, the value of NAPLAN is clear to me as I talk to them.
Mr. Garrett says teachers who are teaching to the NAPLAN test are not following the guidelines correctly.
Rachel Carbonell.